No stranger to us, no need to introduce, but we want the Holy Spirit to move. Please welcome her.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good to see all of you. First of all, thank Pastor Joseph and Pastor Machin, all right, for inviting me to come to Perth at this time. And also thank you, all of you, for your love and also the collection that you have given, all right, in the cell group. Praise God. God is great and wonderful. Amen. Amen. Pastor Joseph prayed, and Pastor Machin prayed, and Pastor Joseph prayed, you know, just now as he was praying and sharing the vision, I felt that, you know, they don't even need anybody to come and take a special pledge. They themselves can share because they are givers. Amen. And the vision that the God has given to them. Amen. All right. And so, but anyway, this is a privilege that they have given to me to come and share with you about the things that God has done, and God is a very great God. And I pray that today, all right, you will tap into the unending supply of God as you give. Amen. Amen. All right. And so today I want to take my story from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 12, about Jesus feeding the 5,000. Now, looking into the book of John is a very special book, because the book of John has seven miracles. I'm not here to talk about the seven miracles. And the seven miracles point to Jesus as the Son of the Living God. As the Son of the Living God. And in these miracles that happened by the lake, all right, of, by the lake, all right, let's see, a great multitude came by the great lake of Galilee, all right, they call it the Sea of Galilee, actually it's a lake. And in this miracle, it begins to reveal to us God, Jesus, is the master of quantity. Master of quantity. The little that you gave to him will continue to multiply and multiply and multiply and multiply. Because the source is not you, the source is God himself. Amen. And you must be able to ask God by his help and through the Holy Spirit to transfer what you have to God. Then the miracle will happen. All right? And let's look into John chapter 6. John chapter 6, he says, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs, which he had performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover is a feast of the Jews was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming towards him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that they may eat? But he said to him, but for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here, all right, who has five barley loaves and two small fish, but what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in numbers about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those disciples, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciple, gather up the fragments that remains. Do not waste, so that nothing is lost. Father, we just want to thank you that you are such a great God. Today you are still alive. And Lord, whatever that you have done, 2,000 years ago, the miracle that happened by the Lake of Galilee can also happen in this church. Lord, we just pray that you will give us wisdom, understanding, that we will tap into the unending supply of God, so that we will not live with our own resources, but we will live in the resources of God. Yes, Lord, because you are the source of all things. Lord, we just thank you for this church. This church is a mission church. It's a giving church. And we pray that you will continue, yes, Lord, to be a praying church, reaching out, Father, even as the hearts of the pastors and the leaders, or to the people that are in Perth and also beyond Perth into the nations of the world. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Giving actually is not God's way of raising money, because God owns a cattle upon thousand hills. Amen? The silver and the gold all belong to him. But giving is God's way of raising men and women of vision. Amen? Men of vision, men of women of vision and faith and courage. Amen? That can do great things for God, that can turn their nations around through their prayer, through their commitment, and to serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? And so this miracle started, all right, because Jesus had a vision. What vision did Jesus have? Jesus saw the people. Now, people are very precious to God. Amen? All right. Properties. People built properties by the millions. All right. People give a lot of things. But I want you to know the most valuable possession, most valuable property that God has are the people. Amen? Souls of the people all over. Amen? What does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Amen? Jesus will even die for that person, because that person is very precious and important. And so that miracle started, right, because Jesus saw the people. Jesus saw the people. I'm sure today as you give this money, all right, this money is going into the work of God. Amen. Can you imagine whatever that is temporal, all right, that you gave unto God, it became eternal. Amen. Amen. It will, all right, win souls. And that become very precious, because whatever you give that is temporal will turn into something that is eternal. Amen? And so one day when you see God, all right, you know, you are going to be rewarded, isn't it? All right, and so people are important. So that vision started, all right, the miracle started because Jesus had a vision. I saw the people. And thank God that Jesus not only had a vision, but he had a great vision. All right, today you do mission, you give, because you want the gospel to be preached and blessing people and helping others. And I pray that what all God has given to you, whatever the vision that God has given to you, that vision will get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Amen? Because Jesus saw 5,000 men, and many women and children were not counted. And so at that place, it is more than 5,000. I went to this place about 2 times. All right, it was a very big field. Jesus was standing on top. He didn't even need a microphone, and he just talked to the people. All right, so there were more than 5,000 people there. And so Jesus had a great miracle vision. As you begin to be faithful in the little things that God has given to you, God will increase your vision. Amen. May the church continue on to touch not only Perth, but the church continue to touch Malaysia, but the church will be able to go into the many nations that God put within your heart. Amen. All right, do not say, oh, we are not a very big church. But God says the church can be small, but the vision has to be big. Amen. And so God can increase your vision. But most of all, we see, all right, especially this story is also recorded in Mark chapter 6, verse 34. Jesus had that vision. He saw the people like sheep, you know, without a shepherd. But Jesus was moved with his vision. Many people, you know, they saw vision, they pray, you know, but they are not moved by the vision. Are we moved by the vision? You know, every vision will move us. Amen. Dr. David Livingstone saw the people in Africa, and it moved him to go to Africa, make a sacrifice of his life, isn't it? And so if we had a vision, the Holy Spirit will have to move us. You know, we don't want to be people who always sing this song, I shall not be moved, right? I shall not be moved. Don't move me, this is my chair. Don't move me, this is the place that I sit every Sunday, right? And so there are people that do not want to be moved, all right? But if you have a vision,
You must be moved by the vision. The vision have to move you to pray. The first thing is when God give you a vision for the nation, God give a vision for the lost, God give you a vision for people that do not know Jesus, the first thing that you will do when you have that vision, you will be moved to prayer. The second thing that will move you is that you must be moved to give. You must be moved to give. Lord, I know there are people, right, in Africa, people in Cambodia, as your church go into mission, right? You know, I have to give. God, move my heart to give, all right? And then the third thing that will happen to you, you will go. You will go. You know, when God gives you a burden to pray for somebody, you know that person is lost. And the person just have a divorce. The husband just left her. You know, and you pray. And God says, you go. So you will take the telephone, call the person, and then you will drive and go and visit the person and help the person. Amen. We are the eyes of God. God give us eyes to see the need of people. We are the ears of God. We hear people's sicknesses. We hear people's sorrow. We hear people's pain. Amen. And it will move us. Amen. We are the hands of Jesus upon this earth. Our hands must do something. Amen. All right, you know, we are the feet of Jesus. When you find somebody that is lost, somebody without Jesus, your feet must go. Amen. We are the heart of God. Amen. May God help us to bear his burden. The burden of God is for souls to be saved. The burden of God is to cry for many people that do not know Jesus. Amen. The abused, the lost, the prisoner, the prostitutes, all right? And children and young people. So that is the heart of God, you know. When God gives you a vision, these things must happen. We must be moved by the vision. Amen. We must be moved to pray, must move to give, and we must also move to go. You don't have to go to very far place. You just go to your neighbor. Just go to the next place. All right, that is in Perth. And we start there, from there. And then after that, one day God says, you are very faithful, and I will open the doors of the nations to you. Amen. All right. And so when Jesus, you know, he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. Now God is a God that is very compassionate. Jesus, especially in Mark chapter 6, verse 34, he says when he looked at them, he was moved with compassion. Compassion means Jesus feel along with us. There are three things that Jesus did when he was moved with compassion. The first one, he took care of our physical needs. Our physical needs, you know. When we have a physical need, God take care of us. What to eat, what to wear, where to stay, our food, you know, all this. God has mercy upon us. I'm so thankful that I have a God that is so great and wonderful. I remember the year 2000, I was called back to my mother church. There was a church Sister Karen came from, Red Tidings Klein. And when I went to the church has two splits. The church was about almost 1,000 people. I was there 4 years as a senior pastor. When I went into the church, I was working in a certain part of Malaysia for many years, church planting. When I went into the church, I didn't have much money, and my clothes were very old. All right, my clothes were very old. And so I stood in a church that could sit 800 people. All right, the building was a few millions, and I had many millionaires that is in the church. And my clothes were very old. And so I remember, one of my secretary came and said, Pastor, I think you need to change clothes. All right, because the church was big, the office had many people. I still remember that night, I just went to God in prayer. I said, God, I gave away all everything, all right, to build your church, my EPF, my years of saving, all right, I give to you. And now, I don't have that money to change my wardrobe. So I just prayed, and I remember after I prayed that Sunday, next day, after the service, one sister came to me and said, Pastor, can my husband want to see you. All right, the husband is a millionaire, very successful millionaire. And so I went to see the brother and said, Brother, what do you want to see me for? Do you need prayer? He says, No, Pastor, can you please put up your hand? So I said, I put up my hand, and then he put a stack of money on my hand. And I said, What is that money for? He said, that money is for you to buy clothes. I got shocked, you know. The night before I prayed, and that Sunday he gave to me. Oh, so I said, thank you, brother. God answers my prayer. And so finally, I went home and I counted the money. It was about $5,000. Ringgit, all right? Ringgit that was able to let me buy at least 20 new suits or 30 new suits. Amen. To start working in this church. Amen. Now I'm very touched by the compassion of God. The God that we serve is a very great God. Amen. He cares, all right, for the sparrow. He cares for the lilies that grow. Amen. That is what the Bible says. Do not worry what you shall eat, what you shall wear, all right, what you shall, whatever you need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, all right, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, right? And so the compassion of Jesus at that time wanted to feed the people because his heart was moved with compassion. The other area, the compassion of Jesus was when the people are in distress, emotional pain. You know, when Lazarus died, Jesus cried. Amen. When we go through an emotional struggle, you know, when a husband left you or you have been abused, I want you to know that God is there. Amen. And he wants to heal you. The third area that Jesus' compassion reached out was to look at those people that are distressed, that the sin, right, took over their lives, and Jesus wants to set them free. Amen. And give them salvation. A drug addict that was already in prison, all right, for 12 years, and nobody wanted him. All right, but God still loves him. Amen. To set him free. I came, you know, the GT Klang, the church that I pastor for 4 years. Many of the pastors in the Chinese department were drug addicts before. Amen. Jesus reached out to them and set them free. Amen. And so with Jesus, you know, reaching out to them, the compassion of God that was upon his life, and that's why Jesus wanted to feed the people. And so when Jesus wanted to feed the people, he wanted, all right, the disciples to be involved, all right, you know, because he himself knew that he wanted to create a miracle. And so he got, first of all, the first one is Philip, all right. Philip, in church, all right, in churches, there are always many Philips, okay? There are Philips, all right, why? Because Philip is a very rational guy. He always, 1 + 1 = 2, never 3, all right? Isn't it? All right, so he always used the natural mind to calculate. All right, after I pay my car, after I pay my house, my children's education, you know, my food and insurance and all that, I have no money to give God. All right, I cannot pay my tithes. And some people say, oh, I cannot give to mission. Also, by the end of the month, after I spend all the money, the leftovers belong to God. Right? And that is why many Christians, when we use our natural mind to calculate whatever we have, whatever we receive every month, I tell you, our natural mind will tell us, I don't have anything to give to God. I only give God whatever that is left over. Whatever that is left over. All right, so we have many people, all right, that is in the church that is like Philip, you know. But we thank God that there is also another Andrew. All right, Andrew, the Bible always say Simon Peter's brother, Andrew. But Andrew is very special because we see that Andrew is always say, come and see, right? Come and see Jesus. Taking the initiative to introduce people to Jesus. All right? And Andrew has faith. He believed God. Many times when you look at the Bible, he was the one who went to bring people to God. So we know he had faith in God. And I thank God, you know, that when you are a person like that, God gives you divine connection. All right? Because Andrew was the one who found the little boy with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And so when prayer that God will help each one of us to be like Andrew, come and see, I don't have. Maybe Jesus have. And put a faith in God, and God will give you divine connection with people. Amen. And divine connection is very, very important. And so when we look at, you know, the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, all right, actually it was a normal child's lunch. I'm sure there are so many children there, but somehow this a child was willing to let go of the 5 loaves and 2 fish given to Jesus, you know. And sometimes it is the way that we give, you know. As we give, the attitude of giving, the way that we give will create miracles. Amen. And the little lad gave the 5 loaves and the 2 fish unto the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. And so it is important that the way that we give, all right, they will create the miracles. You know, and I look into the Bible, there are a few persons who have given. The first of all, it was a woman, all right, when there was a collection, you know, people asked Jesus, who is the one who gave the most? You know, some of them, they make noise in their offering given so that people will know that they give a lot. But there was this woman who came by and quietly she just put the 2 mites, and Jesus said, that woman gave the most, because after she has given, she has nothing left. She gave her all to God. Amen. And there was a woman, all right, Mary, who broke the alabaster box and gave it all to Jesus to anoint the feet of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then, you know, again we see in this story the little boy that came and gave the 5 loaves and 2 fishes to Jesus that created the miracle. I want you to know there is a way of giving and an attitude of giving that will create a miracle in our life, that we can tap into the unending supply of God. Amen. All right. I still remember many years ago when I was invited to preach here, and I think I was sitting there, and the offering bag was coming around. So as the offering bag is coming around, past Brother Kim, Kim Tan, he remember what I said. As the offering bag is come around, I told the Lord, say, Lord, I'm so sorry. Today I cannot give to you. You know, because I changed the money, and all the money are in Australian $100. All right. And I told God, Lord, so sorry, today I don't have smaller change and I cannot give to you. You know, as I say that, I was hoping that the following week I will change maybe to $10, $20, right? Maybe I can give to the Lord. You know, as I say that, Lord, I'm so sorry, I don't think I can give offering today because all my money were very big. All right, it was almost $250 or $300, that offering. All right, one time, one offering. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit rebuked me, and he says, who do you think I am that you have to give smaller change for me? Am I a beggar? You know, when the Holy Spirit rebuked me, I cried. I just cried and said, Lord, I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Many times, we give God the leftovers. You know, we treated God like a beggar. We give our leftover times, our leftover talents, you know, our leftover money, our leftover energy, and we give to God. You know, as I sat there, the Lord rebuked me. And suddenly I remember when I was about 10 years old, my mother, my sister, and my cousin, they worked for the Sultan of Selangor. You know, though many of you came from Malaysia, you know the Sultan of a state, and he's the king over that. Ruler over their state, and every year June, the Sultan will be having his great birthdays, and all the Datuk, Tan Sri, and all the important people with title, they were invited, all right, for that dinner. And I was very happy because I don't have to go to school, and you know, I have lots and lots of things to eat. And so, you know, but the people who came, you think they will buy a T-shirt 200 ringgit or 500 ringgit and give to the Sultan? No, they came with big gifts by the hundreds of thousands and tens of thousands. You know, when my cousin opened the drawers, all precious stones, diamond, ruby, sapphire, everything was there. I want you to know they came and gave the Sultan big expensive gift, because he's a man of position, amen, a man of authority, you know. And then at the same time, we have to ask ourselves this question: who is God to us? Who is God to us? Does he has a great place in our heart that we say, God, you deserve the best, I will give you the best of my life, the best of my energy, the best of everything, you die for me. And so the way that we give many times reflects the position of God in our hearts. Amen. And let's not treat God like a beggar. There were times, you know, my church members said, oh, pastor, I'm moving into a new place. All right, we are changing furnitures. And can I send the furnitures that I have used? And does the church need it? And so they send the furnitures. Ayo, the table three-legged. All right, the chair three-legged. You know, when I looked at that, I said, please send back, take back, take back. I rebuked them. What makes you think those furnitures are not fit for you? They are fit for the church and they are fit for God. Amen. Yes. And there were times I said, oh, let's collect clothes for the poor. All right. And so I checked through the clothes. Wow, I look at them so holy, holy, holy. So full of holes. So full of holes. Not fit for them, but fit for others. Please take back, take back. Not fit. All right. And so let's pray that God will help us, you know, because the miracle happened, all right, when these five loaves and two fishes, all right, that was given to Jesus, first of thing, the miracle happened because there was a transfer. Transfer from the hand of the lad, the little boy, or through, into the hand of God. Our hands are small, our resources are small, but God's resources is great. Amen. And it has been transferred into the hands of God. Amen. Then only the miracle will happen. So that is why you must give and say, God, this little I have, I give it to you. All right. Then the miracles will happen. And you know, Jesus took the five loaves and two fishes. He gave thanks. He gave thanks. You know, your money is represent your sweat, represent your time, represent your energy. Amen. Every time when you give from your heart unto God, it touched the hearts of the Father. Amen. It touched the hearts of the Father. Your mission, all right, your tithes. Some people in Malaysia, they give 10 years, 20, 30 years. By the time they count all their offering, that offering they give to God could have buy them a big bungalow. Amen. But they give it unto God. Amen. And so Jesus, right, he took that offering. You know, he was thankful and he gave thanks. Give thanks, especially, you know, when you give with a good attitude, we give with all that you have. And after that, he prayed and a miracle started to happen. All right, multiplication, not addition, but multiplication. All right, enough for everyone. You know, enough for everyone. And the Bible says there was a leftovers of 12 baskets. Amen. Leftovers of 12 baskets. Now, the 12 is very important. Somebody say, why 12? Say, every disciple, 12 disciples, everybody have a basket. That word 12 means unending supply. When God had fed the 5,000 people, all right, leftovers enter into an unending supply of God. Amen. Unending supply of God. You know, this God is so great and this God is so wonderful. You know, that day, last Sunday, I was talking to the leaders. I said, when I took over that church, all right, the church, you know, for many months, because that church started in the 70s, we started the church with students. And all the students, they gave their tithes 10 cents, 20 cents, 30 cents, 10 cents, 20 cents, and 50 cents, Malaysia ringgit, Malaysia cents, all right? And so for many, many months, I started with 40 young people. And for many months, I have not seen a dollar. I've not seen a dollar, all right, in the offering. I still remember somebody started to work and he gave an offering. And that day, in the offering, we counted 1 ringgit. You know, when I took that 1 ringgit, I knelt by my bed that night and I thanked God for that 1 ringgit. Don't despise the day of small things. Amen. And so I knelt down and I thanked God for that 1 ringgit. I lifted up and said, Lord, this 1 ringgit came in. And I pray that this 1 ringgit will grow into millions of dollars. Amen. Millions. Millions. Literally millions. And thank God now, you know, that 1 ringgit has grown into millions. Amen. For us to buy property, for us to send out as missions, for us to do the work of God. Amen. God is great, isn't it? Now we have little, but God has much. When it's given to Jesus, it will continue to multiply and multiply and multiply and multiply. Amen. And so I have experienced the goodness of God with that $1. And with my prayer, last week I shared with you that when I wanted to go to Korea, I didn't even have 3,000 ringgit. All right, but I prayed. And from that trip onwards, God sent me to 34 nations of the world. Amen. Not because I'm rich, not because I have money, but because I have a God that is such a great God. Amen. Amen. And many of the places I came to Perth, more than 10 times I visited America, more than 10 times I went to many nations, many times. And I thank God that not because of what I have, because of the little I have, but I have a great God and I have a wonderful God. Amen. Amen. And today, you know, before I end, I must share with you about the work of God, the goodness of God. I remember last week I shared with you all that God talked to me and said that as I wanted to buy the building, God asked me to give all my savings to Him. 20 years of saving. I have no house, I have no car, I have nothing. And God says, give all. And you know, as I saw the word all, I started to cry. And God says, if you don't give all that you have to me, give your life to me, you are not worthy to serve me. You know, as I look back now, the Lord spoke to me why I wanted all from you. Because after I have given that, God has a great destiny for me. All right, God took me from my church. I started to pastor one church. And then later on, I pastored a few churches because I planted that. And then the Lord took me to Malaysia. And then what happened was, the Lord put me in charge of 93 churches, 100 over pastors. And later on, the Lord put me in charge of 120 churches with 100 over pastors. The Lord sent me back to a church that has 1,000 people. And the Lord was increasing my ministry. You know, as I look back, there are many people who have fallen into the ministries because they did not die. All right? They did not die. It is not how much Holy Spirit you have. It is how much the Holy Spirit have you. How much the Holy Spirit have you. The anointing cannot kill the flesh, but it is only the cross that can kill the flesh. If we don't give our all to God and pour out our life unto God, the flesh will be so strong. And when the flesh becomes so strong, when success comes, there will always be the pride that we cannot see. All of us have a lot of blind spots that we cannot see. Other people can see, but we cannot see, right? So when pride started to come out, you know, we cannot see. All right? Then the next thing, the pride that came, will be the money. Will be the money. The money will come. I remember I was speaking for a camp. You know, at the end of the camp, the pastor gave me a check. When I opened the check, I got a shock of my life. There was a five-figure offering. I never received so much of money. Five-figure offering for a camp of four sessions. And, you know, I was thinking, wow, maybe I can buy a pair of new shoes. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit talked to me. This is not your money. Don't touch. All right. And He says, you just came back from Pakistan. The pastor need the money to buy a piece of land and build a church. Give it away. Ask your church to give another five-figure, add together, and send you to Pakistan. The money will come. I tell you, riches will come. Whether your heart will be so greedy like Gehazi. The third thing is when you cannot overcome these two temptations, the girl will come. The glory, the gold, and the girls, right? Many have fallen because they still want to live in the flesh. And that is why I look back now, I'm so thankful when God asked me to give away all my savings. It's because Jesus won myself for Him. Amen. Yield to the Holy Spirit. All right. Die to yourself and live for the Holy Spirit. Then all those sins, all right, that will cause other people's downfall, all right, the temptation, all right. And so I was very careful over this area. But I want you to know that God is also very merciful. After 10 years, after I have given all to God, you know, working with the pastors and traveling to the churches and the money coming in, you know, I just make sure that those whatever God asked me to give away, I give away. And one day I was invited by a church in Singapore. And so the pastor said, Pastor Teo, you come. And so this church has about 1,000 over people. And so the pastors
they put me in a very nice hotel and they took me out to eat. And that night they said, Pastor, I want you to know that this time when we invited you, tomorrow we are going to collect an offering for you. All right, but how much you are going to get will depend on how well you preach. I almost choked, you know. All right. How well you preach. You know, I almost choked. Anyway, I just finished my dinner. I went home. I told God I didn't come for the money. They invited me. So I'm going to preach. And so I went to sleep. And they put me in a hotel. And the mattress was so soft. And there was about 6 to 8 pillows, all right, on the bed. And I slept. And I didn't want to get up. By 6 o'clock, the Holy Spirit woke me up. Pray. Oh, I found it so difficult to get up from the bed. So finally, I got on my knee and I started to pray. And as I pray, I started to cry and I cry and cry. I didn't know why I was crying. But I just felt the Holy Spirit was praying to me and crying for the church. And so I went into the church and there was about 400 people. About 400 in the Chinese congregation, 1,000 in the English congregation. So I was on. So after I preached for almost 1 hour, I want you to know, the people came out to the altar, jammed the other 2 hours, they stood until the door. And the Holy Spirit was touching them, they were crying on the floor, you know, and so I prayed 1 hour for the people. There was no room for me to move. So the pastor took me, minister to the people. And after 1 hour, the pastor said, all right, stop. Let's all go back to your seat, all right? We are going to collect an offering for Pastor Tim. And so they collected an offering for me. And so what happened was, they said, I'll send you the money. And later on, about a few weeks later on, they sent an offering to my office. And when I opened the offering, it was a shock of my life. I quickly took my spectacle and wear it. See it again. The money that I saved for 20 years and give it to God came back in one offering. Amen. God is great, isn't it? God is wonderful. Amen. And when the money came back, the Lord opened the door for me to buy a little house for my retirement. And then the money keep coming. Money keep coming. And the Lord blessed me and helped me to equip and furnish that place for my retirement. Not a big house, a small house that I can use and rest. God is so great. God is so wonderful. So do not be afraid to give. Amen. Ask God, let me be a channel. Let me be a channel. I've been a channel. And the money will pass through your hand. And thank God through that $1, millions has passed through my hand to do the hands, to do the works of God. Amen. Just be a channel. Do not hold. All right? As you become a channel, God will continue to bless you and bless you and bless you. Amen. And so do not be afraid. Don't say that as I begin to give God, I become poorer and poorer. We can never outgive God. Amen. We can never outgive God. Amen. And so increase your giving. And as you begin to increase your giving and say, Lord, I am tapping into your unending supply. Amen. It is not how much I have. It is a resource. It's not me. But resource is in you. You know, as you begin to say, Lord, I release it into your work. I release into your ministry. I release your work to win the lost. I want you to know that God will cause this church and all of you to tap into the unending supply of God. Amen. That God will make you the head and not the tail. That the finances will continue to flow and flow and flow in your life. That you will experience that this God that can make the miracles happen. Amen. 5 loaves and 2 fishes that can feed 5,000 people. You know, you may say, this is my 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Yes, my 5 loaves and 2 fishes was given to God, but yet God is such a great God, tapping into the goodness and the greatness of God. Amen? Amen? And let's all stand before Pastor Joseph come and take the pledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's just put your hand out like that and say, Lord, you know, I want to tap into your unending supply. Father, I just want to thank you for this church. Thank you, Lord, for their love for you. Lord, you are pleased with their offering. May they give to you, Lord, with their hearts. Yes, Lord, it represents their sweat, their time, their energy, their all. Many of them, Father, right now in Jesus' name,
I pray, Father, today that even as they take this pledge, Lord, let them give from their hearts. Let them give whatever they can. Those that sow sparingly will reap sparingly, but those that sow abundantly, they will reap abundantly. Yes, Lord, let them tap into God's unending supply. Yes, Lord, because the resources is not from us, but from God. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, and I pray that you will challenge their hearts and say, yes, Lord, I am willing to give, because these are going to be seeds that I tap into your unending supply. Lord, make them the head and not the tail. Make sure that they always have enough, Lord, not only for themselves, but to give away, to be a blessing to the many nations and many people, Lord, that is out of Australia. They need their hearts, their money, their prayer. Thank you, Lord. Bless these people. Make them to be so different right now, even as you increase, Father, them. Father, increase the work, the ministry, whatever, Lord, that you have for this church. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Maybe. Let's make a divine transition. Earthly money to heavenly money. Amen. How can I be after this this session? There will be ministering, Pastor Teo, and all will minister to you. How can I be involved in missionary giving? How can I fulfill the Great Commission? How can I go out into the world and reach, which is a mandatory to the body of Christ, to the church? Yes, it is by faith promise giving. Say with me, faith promise. Faith promise. Okay, we are going to make divine exchange. Everybody should have a pen. Okay, just follow me. My missionary faith promise. As God enables me, I express my faith. Help evangelize the world by giving to the missions program of my local church. As I've indicated in this card, I understand that the faith promise is a covenant between me and God. It is extended to the next 6 months. Just put there 6 months. Fill in the blanks. 6 months. However, I will not be asked for the payment at any time. It is my sincere desire to commit myself and my financial resources to the cause of worldwide evangelism. Amen? Okay, write your name. To participate, write your name and your address. That's the first two instructions. And I'm going to pray, Father, give us the amount that you have set in our heart that we can sow as seeds into the kingdom of God. I pray, Father, that you will, the Holy Spirit will give us a right figure in Jesus' name. Just go to the my right side. Huh? You can tick whether you want to give weekly or fortnightly or one time, the others monthly or whatever. You just tick or write the far end. Then let's come to the next. There is an amount. One above $1,000 and the other one is $10 and below. Take the amount that you want to give or write that amount and then just write. Let the Holy Spirit, this is a solemn moment. You're making a divine transaction. When you're put in, just sign and just fold it. And it's an indication that you've already finished. Just put it up and wave it before the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to give more time for all those to fill in. Okay? Represent souls. Give time for those who are still filling up. Just give time for you. Just wave it as a wave offering to the Lord. Father, we lift up this offering, this faith promise giving, representing souls, representing evangelism. According to your word, I decree that each of these seeds will bring souls to the kingdom of God. Each seed will bring personal multiplication and expansion in every aspect, growth growth in every aspect, expansion, seeds planted will multiply and multiply to the ends of the earth. I bless this offering that we gave. We thank you, Lord. Receive this offering in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Can we have the ashes just coming up? The ashes will come and bring it to, and we'll collect this faith promise giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're finished, we'd like the musician to come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Musicians. Let's sing this song. Here I am, holy and available. Today is Mission Sunday. Beyond giving, give yourself to the Lord. You can give yourself to the Lord in prayer. You can give yourself to the Lord in ministry. Whatever it is, God, I want to keep the altar. This is an altar where you can lay yourself and let the Lord minister to you. It's a time of ministry. God wants to take great. God wants to take you as treasures. Let's sing this song. Shall we rise to our feet and sing this song?
Here I am, holy available.
Give a prayer to the Lord. It's a sovereign moment, a sacred moment. Come and kneel before the altar. Come and kneel here. Do not have to stand, just kneel and seek the face of the Lord. God is doing something. Let the Lord break your heart and be tuned to the frequency of God, frequency of heaven. It's only done through the Holy Spirit as you give yourself to Him.
Unto you. Here I am.
It's a prayer.
Holy,
it's our prayer. Yes, Lord,
holy lover, as for me, I will serve the Lord. As souls are we ready to save us, in darkness are we seeking out a very special people to manifest His truth and His mind.